Out in the orchards, harvesting and sorting apples can be labor-intensive. Harvesting accounts for around 15% of total production costs, and that number jumps to over a third when you add post-harvest storage and packing. ARS researcher Dr. Renfu Liu heard the calls from growers to build a machine that would save on these costs and become more efficient with harvesting. Dr. Liu works at the Sugar Beet and Bean Research Lab in East Lansing, Michigan. There, he teamed up with industry partners to develop a self-propelled apple harvest and infield sorting machine.
The inspiration came from my interaction with growers about 10 years ago, and quite a few growers expressed their desire to have the technology which will allow them to sort out those low quality or defective fruit in the orchard. They said, well, that will really save them a lot in post-harvest handling.
Hard to believe that, with all the technology we have today, apple picking and selection in many orchards is still a manual and costly process. Apples are typically picked and then sent to warehouses in large bins, with some of these bins weighing over 1,000 pounds. There, the growers pay to have the apples evaluated and graded. Highly graded apples are selected for fresh produce, while mid-graded are often used for processing, think like applesauce. Low-graded are set for making juice or culling. These low-graded apples can be costly in two ways. First, they take up warehouse space, which means they're incurring the same packing costs as highly graded apples. Second, low-graded apples can damage other apples in the bins. You know the saying, one bad apple can spoil the entire bunch.
If you can do the infield sorting, technology will enable you to know the quality grade of individual fruit.
Okay, let's break down this machine. It's about 6 feet wide, 20 feet long, and 10 feet tall. Large metal rods hold the different machine parts in place. It has adjustable platforms that enable pickers to either stand on the ground or atop the machine, and then reach out and grab the fruit and then place it on these conveyors. Now, there are conveyor belts everywhere. Some spin gently to roll the apples, and some have these large pins that secure the apples in place. The conveyors meet in the middle, where a computer vision system sorts and grades the apples, up to 12 per second. The apples are then dropped into different bins based on their grade. Well, I shouldn't say dropped, because that's another big issue that Dr. Liu addressed with his machine.
The bean feeder actually is a very critical component for any automated harvest system. Then you need to put the apples into the bin without bruising them. That's a big challenge. Right now, apple harvest is not fully mechanized or automated because no mechanical harvester is able to prevent bruising during harvest. If you watch the video, we use some foam roller which allow us to drop apple from as high as 5 feet distance down into the bean feeder because we use another pair of foam roller to receive without damaging.
The machine itself has a rather simple design, albeit with a number of smart, innovative technologies. But most important, the machine is built compact, so it can easily move through densely populated apple trees. Like Dr. Liu said, you really need to check out the video to see this thing in action. The machine has drawn interest from manufacturers looking to build it on a commercial scale. That's good news for growers who are interested in saving time and money on harvesting, grading, and storing apples.
We got a lot of positive feedback from growers. Yeah, they like our sorting system and also the fruit, the bean feeder design, and which kind of unique and very innovative and effective. I already got quite a few inquiries. A couple of days ago, I got an inquiry from South Africa. So where can I purchase the machine?